Welcome to UKAI Business Show, UK's premier business show where we feature business thought leaders, high achievers, and industry experts. Today's episode is brought to you by World Outsourcing Solutions Limited, a company that specializes in helping executive business owners with virtual assistant services and business growth systems. Here's your host, UKAI Khechidori.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another very special episode. And with me is a dear friend all the way from Australia, and I'm talking about Anne Nola Harris. Anne, thank you so much for joining us here on the show for the very first time.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, Anne, one of the things I like about you, when I was looking at the profile earlier on is how you truly live what we're going to be talking about, your personal journey in discovering transformation, how it has helped you to become the person you are and how you are helping other people in Australia today. In fact, over the next few months, you'll be running three events where you are focused at helping others. I truly love that. But enough of that, you have a belief that you often want to share with people. Would you share that with everybody here before we get started?
Yeah, so I really believe that if you want to be successful, it begins on the inside. We have to do the inner work on ourselves so that there's nothing blocking us from having the success and the abundance that we really want to create in our businesses and in our personal life.
Yes, I love that. The reason I particularly like that is because I remember when I was starting out way back into 2012, I went to an event. I didn't share this with you earlier on, but I went to an event which was being run by a gentleman called Mark Anastasi. And it was an internet marketing seminar. But what he had us do for the first half, probably maybe three quarters of a day, was to work on ourselves, on our beliefs, on our perception of what business was all about. It was the inner work. And I can honestly say, and anybody who's listening, that that got me started on my journey in becoming a business person. So I love what you say there. If you can work within yourself and work on yourself, everything else can change, but you'll be well prepared to deal with the, with the world of business, so to speak. So I'm glad that you believe that, and we're going to be talking more about that. Now, if you're just joining us for the first time, we are truly excited that you're here. And today we're going to be talking about four specific ways that you can use to transform your life and your business. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever caught yourself in a place where your stretch is scratching your head, think, where am I going to get advice to transform my business? Maybe sales have stagnated. Maybe you don't know how to work with your team. Maybe things are just not working out. Well, if you have, you're in the right place, because Anne is going to show you four specific ways. This comes from her book, 13 Ways to Transform Your Business and Your Personal Life. And when you listen to what we're going to talk about and apply it in your life, remember, application is actually what makes things happen. When you apply these four principles, you're going to see results. And thank you again for joining us here. I'd love to hear about your story, how you got started on this journey.
So I got started on this journey in a way that I never expected, because I used to work in corporate. I used to be a skeptic when it came to alternative healing or medicine or anything like that. And it wasn't until we immigrated to Australia from London 15 years ago that my whole life changed. And I really believe that if I'd stayed in London, this wouldn't have happened for me. Like, I had to change and really go through the horrible experiences we went through, because I was very strategic. I was very organized in everything that I'd done. Like, everything was planned out. To-do lists, I had massive to-do lists. And when we emigrated to Australia, we planned not to work for a few months so that we could settle our children into school and just not have any pressure of needing to find work. And I won't go into the full details of it, but what we ended up doing was investing quite a lot of money with one of the top four banks here. And over the next few months, we realized that what we were being told and what was actually happening wasn't in alignment with the truth. And it felt like someone had pulled the rug out from underneath me, because anything that I was strategically trying to do wasn't working anymore. And so I hit rock bottom. But what that done for me was started me on a journey of the law of attraction and learning how to manifest in different ways, and knowing as well that there's something much bigger than just my strategic way of doing things that can really help us to get on track and follow our purpose and our true passion. And because of what happened with the bank, and I started to learn about different law of attraction, different ways to manifest, different ways of thinking, we actually got asked to look after a CNI dog called Ella. A CNI dog over here is a dog that works with blind people, so like a right. guide dog.
Yeah.
And she'd been working, she was 6 years old, and she was coming to us because she just had her toe amputated and she had cancer all the way through her body, and the vets had said that there was nothing else that they could do for her. So she was just coming to us while they sorted out the paperwork, and they wasn't going to continue with her. And as she walked down the driveway towards me, I just felt this shift in my body, and I knew I wasn't going to let her die. And because Western medicine had given up on her, my only option was alternative therapies. So I found someone who showed me how to work with Ella and how to do Reiki healing with her. And we asked if we could keep her, and they said, yes, definitely. And I started to practice what I was being taught. So Ella would come to me if she wanted me to work with her. I'd work with her. She'd get up, shake, walk off, and go and do what dogs do. And over the next 6 months, she really started to get this spark back in her eye. And me and my husband were saying, oh, it's because she lives with us now and she's not like working anymore. We were so skeptical about the healing that it was always on a back burner.
Yeah.
But what happened then was my husband had an accident where some corrugated iron slid off of a chicken coop, and it went through the vein and artery just in his elbow here.
Wow.
And when we got back from the hospital, we'd had stitches internally and externally. And I said to him, oh, can I practice on you what I do for Ella, see if it works? And he said, do what you like, I don't care, thinking that it didn't work. And I started to work on him, and he went, oh my God. And he said, I can't believe what's happening in my body. He said, I can see colours, I can feel heat, I can feel tingling. And this scar that went from one side of his arm to the other over the next few weeks just got smaller and smaller, and you can barely see it now.
Wow.
So then I realised that what I'm doing for her actually works on people as well. So over the next few years, I would work with anyone who, like friends, family, anyone who said to me that they had a pain or neck ache or anything. But the whole time I was still questioning it. Does this work? How does it work? Like doing more and more training. I became a Reiki master. I'd done a metaphysical anatomy, of course, and become advanced in that. I became a medical intuitive. Like there were so many different things that I was learning.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until one day I was doing a course, like a business course, and someone there said to me, how many more people are you going to need to work on until you believe in what you do? And it was like she'd punched me in the chest, and I knew from that moment on that I couldn't keep questioning it.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I didn't, because Ella was with us for nearly 6 years. And even on the day when she kept collapsing, she was having heart problems, and on the day that we decided it wasn't fair for her to keep collapsing and being in that much pain, I was just lying on the floor with her in our hallway, and I was just so brokenhearted. And I remember saying to her, Ella, when you've gone, I'm not going to continue to do this work anymore. And she just lifted her head, and I heard her say so clearly, are you kidding me? And I was laughing through the tears, but I just knew then that I would continue to do the work that I do. And I'm now working with people all over the world to stop living with any type of physical pain, any health issue and blocks in their business. And I love the work that I do. I'm very blessed, and it's all thanks to her.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. And I love the stories that we keep hearing. And for those who are listening, you can go and check out the website. In fact, we'll put the website right below this, and you can read some testimonials on the website there that Annie has for sure of the real difference you're making in other people. You're just truly helping people live life the way they want. And not too long ago, you wrote a book where you covered 13 principles that anybody can apply to transform their lives and even their business. I would love for us to explore four of those ones. Of all those 13, which one would you consider to be perhaps the number one principle that if anybody, regardless of where they are at in life, that they apply, it will begin the process of transformation for them?
So there's three of them that are actually quite interconnected. So it really depends on the person themselves. So we'll start with the first one. So I really believe that our beliefs or our unconscious beliefs can really hold us back. Now, we get our beliefs from our parents or grandparents or teachers or even our siblings when we're growing up. And up until the age of seven, we're like sponges. So everything that's told to us, we actually believe. So if you are being told that you're not clever or you're not good enough, those type of things, they're just embedded. And what they do is they sit in the background of our mind and we don't really know that they're there. But anytime a situation comes up, they get triggered. And so they come up and then we block ourselves, we sabotage ourselves from moving forward because the inner message is that we're not good enough. Yeah. And so what happens when you have those beliefs, it doesn't matter how hard you work, you're always going to come up against obstacles. And what tends to happen is that you will keep pushing yourself, you'll keep trying different, what I call strategic ways in business. So you'll be doing the Facebook ads, you'll be doing the LinkedIn, social media, you'll write a book, you'll write another course, you'll keep producing all of this content and keep really trying. But what starts to happen is that you end up burning out because unconsciously you've got the core beliefs holding you back from being the best that you can be.
Yeah,
that's definitely the main one.
You know, the interesting thing about beliefs is they truly run our lives, whether you are aware of it or you are not aware of it. You know, they truly become your blueprint for success. I remember I was talking to somebody about their pricing maybe over a year ago now. And they were talking about, I've tried to increase my prices, but still I don't get anywhere. You know, they may be hearing things from coaches. They may actually have a coach, you know, good for them for having a coach. But all that will not really get to the bottom of what we are talking about here. In your experience, I know you've helped quite a lot of people work on their beliefs, improve on their beliefs. What strategies do you use to uncover these beliefs and then change these beliefs?
So what happens when I'm working with them? I don't see any of my clients in person. They're all lying down on their own bed at home and I'm able to connect in with the energy that's all around us. So I work with a lot of skeptics and the easiest way for me to explain energy is it's like Wi-Fi. It's all around us and we can connect in with it and use it for our advantage. So what I'm able to do is connect in with that person's energy and work with them to find out what their beliefs are and clear the blocks. So most of my clients, when I'm working with them, because they don't know what the blocks are, I can work with them to uncover it. Sometimes they don't need to know what the blocks are because they're not theirs, like they've been passed on to them from great nan and granddad, like down through the ancestors. And so we clear it and then they move on. Like last week I had a client and she's in a job where she is in sales and she was only making $3,000 a week in sales. And after we cleared what needed to be cleared. She went and made 17,000 the next week. So I love that's stories
a, that's
like
a
that.
A huge jump right there for anybody.
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it really depends. And like money, like I'm glad you said that, because that's the, one of the other four core principles. With money, like it's really good when you have a coach, but if you've got a coach who's very strategic and telling you to put your prices up, but you're not doing the inner work as well, what happens is you're trying to sell this program or package to someone for a price that you've been told that you should be charging. And the other person on the end of the phone is picking up your energy, and they know that you're not actually believing that you're worth that. So what they do is they make up any excuse. They don't have the money. They've got to go and speak to their partner. You know, they'll make up an excuse not to say yes because something doesn't feel right for them.
That's right. And it's, we all are very familiar with something doesn't quite feel, I can't put my finger on it, but something is not on here.
And that's what you're doing. You're picking up on the energy. So even if you don't see that person or you don't know what they look like, you're still picking that energy up and your body's saying to you, there's something not right here. All right. And so what needs to happen is you have to get into energetic alignment with what you're charging so that you can then say that price confidently. There's no blocks in your body that stops you from believing in what you're charging. And then the other person just goes, yeah, okay, that sounds good. And they sign up.
It is amazing, and I'm going to share this with you. I think, Bebs, for a long time, I struggled with my pricing. There was a time I knew that I could be charging this amount of money for a coaching program or even a course that I was selling. A good example, many of our listeners will know this. We were selling the training course on how to start, scale, and monetize your podcast, which we still do. Somewhere along the line, you know, I doubted that I was providing this value to people. So I had to work on myself, right? Okay, what is it that I'm actually providing here? What sort of value-wise people are going to receive? Once I did the work on myself, on my beliefs around what I was charging, it was far much easier to sell my program than before. It truly is magical, I would say. Once you are in alignment and it's congruent with what you're saying and what you believe you're worth, you know, people will just say, I'm in. You know, when am I going to start? Rather than for you to keep pushing them,
yes,
it becomes much easier.
Oh, definitely. And that's how business should be. It shouldn't be hard work to get the sale. Like, if you're truly in alignment with what you're doing and you really believe that you can get people results, it becomes very easy for your business to become very successful.
It does. For Bill, who's listening right now, understand about beliefs and maybe doesn't have access to a mentor, a coach like yourself who can work on clearing things up. What can they do by themselves right now to get started and, you know, have the right beliefs around their lives or the goal they're trying to go for their life and or their business? What can they do today?
A really simple thing to do that you can build on is when you have a price that you actually want to charge or your coach is telling you to charge, if it's quite a big jump from what you're already doing, the best thing to do is just raise it by a couple of hundred, get a sale at that price, then you know that you're worth it because you're telling yourself, oh, that's good, someone's just bought it. Then raise it again and just keep doing it in increments so that over the next, say, 6 months, you've actually really worked on increasing your pricing and you're now charging the high price that you deserve to charge.
That's right. That's
something that they can do by themselves if they're not working with someone to help them get it done quicker than that.
Yeah. Because sometimes when you get that sale, you know, say, oh, yes, actually, people are prepared to sell, to pay for this. And it gives you a confident boost. You know, for those who have failed, to find the right mentor to work with, what sort of criteria do you normally suggest to your clients to look out for in the person who can help them?
So I really believe that business in the past has always been done in a masculine way. Like, it's always the doing, it's the implementing new strategies and things like that. And business is no longer like that. People are waking up. They want someone who's really authentic in what they're doing to help them move forward. And so I would say the first thing is find a coach who can help you strategically and help you to do the inner work, which is the most important. Because as I said, if you don't do the inner work, you're just going to be battling against everything that you're trying to implement. And the second thing I'd say is find someone who you trust. You know, you just meet them. You don't know why you've met them, but you know that it feels right. The next step just feels right for you. And the third thing is make sure that they are doing what they say they can do. So look at their testimonials, look at their case studies, go back through their social media and see what they're posting, like, to make sure that they're authentic. Because the other thing that I've noticed, like, I work with a lot of people in the business sector who are really giving the impression that they are doing a fantastic job and they're getting all of these results and they're making this much money, and they come and work with me and behind closed doors it's not happening at all. Like, their life is falling apart. They're barely holding on to it. And so they're putting on this persona that everything is fantastic. And behind the closed doors, they've crumbled. Their relationships are falling apart. They're not sleeping. Their health is deteriorating rapidly. And they're not really making the money that they say they are. So once you work on those three things, relationships, your health, and the money, that's when you're living like an abundant life. That's when you're living your true purpose and can make a difference in the world as well.
Absolutely. Life covers all those major things. That's awesome. Let's move on to the second thing that people can focus on their journey to transforming their life and their business.
So the third thing. So first thing is belief. Second thing is your money blocks. And the third thing is overcoming fear.
Right.
Fear can really hold people back. It can cause them to procrastinate. It can cause them to go and watch Netflix for days. it can cause them to go and do anything other than what they actually need to go and do. And when fear is there, it can cripple a business. It can actually close the business down because you're not making any money because you're not moving forward because the fear is just frozen you. And we're not meant to be in our comfort zone all the time. Life is really about learning. We've got so many experiences that we come across, and our main one of people's main fear is conflict from other people.
Yeah.
All right. And it's amazing, but you can learn so much about yourself when you have conflict with someone, because you're going to be triggered straight away. Like, as soon as that conflict's there, you're going to go into fight or flight mode with them. All of your instincts are going to come alive in your body. There's going to be chemicals being produced. And what's actually happening is your body saying, there's something we need to work on here. There's something you need to work on yourself. And when you work on that, the conflict actually goes away. So I get people who come to me who are on sometimes their second marriage and it's not going how they wanted it to, and they're worried that they're going to get another divorce and then be on to marriage number three. And what's actually happening is that their partner is showing them the things that they need to work on themselves internally. Yeah. And once you work on those things, the conflict goes away. All right, because you've learned the lesson.
It's logical, yes.
Yeah, you've learned the lesson. So when you make the changes to yourself and you don't react in that way anymore, because there's nothing that's triggering you in that area, you don't need to keep having the same experiences come along because you've learned from them. So you can go on to the next experience. But fear is always going to be there. But there's actually only two main fears, and it's the fear of falling. When you're a baby, if you're being held and there's there's the fear of falling, and the next one is the fear of loud noises.
Yeah.
They're the only two fears that the body has. The rest have been invented as we've been growing up by ourselves or from other people.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So for those who are perhaps in that zone where they're so much conscious of perhaps what's not working well in their business, and they're afraid of the unknown, and they're afraid that things are just not going to work out, how can they begin to move towards a place of peace, a place of, you know what, I'm ready for whatever comes my way?
You have to really start being honest with yourself. That's the main thing. We tell ourselves stories that it's their fault, or it's not happening because of this, but actually it's because of something within us that is not working. So it's really about learning to be honest with yourself, admitting if you're doing something wrong, admitting if you're watching Netflix for 5 out of 8 hours a day, you know, like really being honest with yourself that there's something going on, and being ready to take the next steps to work on it and clear it.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. If you're just joining us for the first time, I'm hoping that you're taking notes, because I'm discovering a lot of great truth here. And when you apply this, it could be that nugget which could improve your life today. And let's move on to the last principle here that you've discovered and have shown to maybe hundreds of people has worked, in your opinion.
Yeah, so I've sort of covered it, but it's actually finding the mentor or the coach who you really trust and you believe is the person who's going to help you get to that next level. Over the years of growing my business, I've worked with some great coaches, and I've worked with ones who have told me that they specialize in certain things, and actually when I'm working with them, they don't. You know, and it's so disappointing when you're working with someone and you're not getting the results that you want. So, as I said, really make sure that you can look at their testimonials, look at their case studies, ask them if you can phone one of their clients and, you know, ask them about their experience with working with them, so that you really get to know that this person is doing it because they absolutely love what they do, and they're doing it because they want you to get results, you know, more than anything. It's not so much about their profile out on social media, that they've made another sale or anything like that. It's actually that they're doing it from that heart space, because they want to see you go and be successful, because they know that then you're helping more people, and there's that ripple effect going around the world that's really making a difference and making our world a better place.
Yeah. What I find amazing is when you begin to look into that closely, you will find the right person. You know, they are there for you. We always say, you know, here, that when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. When you are ready, you'll find the right mentor, you'll find the right coach, you'll find the right person who best fits you, because they're not all for you. You know, some may be great at what they do, but they may not just be the right fit for you. So take time and don't hasty, you know, in getting somebody to help you. But they are truly helpful. Once you get that right one, I've got my business mentor that I've had for years. Sometimes, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. I'll digress for a bit. I went to one of my business mentors and I said, you know what? We've been working together. You're practically one of my team here. And they say, you know what? Yeah, you can now do this on your own. And I say, hang on a minute. You know, the thought of doing it on my own, you know, petrifies me. You know, even if we don't meet for another month, I'll still pay for the service, because I find that having a mentor, or knowing that there's somebody there who's going to ask me questions, just the thought of them asking me questions gets me to get on and do what needs to be done. So it's, you know, once you find the right one, you can create a lifelong relationship, and they will assist you in achieving your goals.
You can, yeah, because when you find the right person, you want them to be honest with you. You want them to tell you what patterns you're displaying that's holding you back. Like, you don't want someone who's very agreeable with you all of the time. Like, you want to have someone who's supportive, but you also want someone to say, Anne, stop doing that, it's holding you back, why don't you try this, or why don't you try this, you know? Absolutely. And someone who's there to give you that guidance and support and celebrate the wins with you, but also be there to pull you up when you've gone and had that dip and you've gone into hiding or procrastination, that type of thing, to pull you back out again.
Amazing. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're coming toward the end of our time here together, and I know for a fact that there will be people here listening that would love to maybe learn the remaining parts of your book that you put together, or even just go buy the book, or even explore some of the events, the program that you have. Where can they find you?
There's so many resources on my website, annolaharris.com. There's a free abundance masterclass that they can just register for and watch. There's meditations. There's also different masterclasses on overcoming boundaries, fear, like the health issues. I really believe that if the body is unhappy, it breaks down, it has health problems. So there's a lot of content on my website and blogs about our health as well, because if you are not feeling well, it's very hard to keep pushing yourself forward. Your body wants to be in optimum health so that you can go and do all of the things that you want to do. And if it's not, it's actually talking to you and saying, there's something not right here, let's go and fix it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, you were about to say you get a lot.
I get a lot of people who come to me who suffer with migraines or neck, shoulder, back pain, hip problems, all of those type of things. And what it actually is the body saying to them, there's inner beliefs going on. There's conflict within the body that needs clearing. And once I get to the root cause of what's causing that pain, it leaves the body for good. So we don't need to live with pain. We're not meant to live with any type of pain at all. And once you are completely healthy, it's amazing what you can go and achieve, because your body's not tired anymore.
That's right. That's right. Amazing. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And I cannot wait to hear the success stories from this audio, and also from people who are going to be following to your website and find out what you do a lot. As final thoughts from one entrepreneur to another, what is your plan for the coming year? How are you planning on succeeding?
So I love doing in-person workshops. So although I work with my clients remotely, I travel to different places to run like training sessions for people. Absolutely love doing that, and just stepping into doing more consultancy work, so that businesses, when they've got a team, how to work with them and get all of the team on the same level to keep moving forward and bring in the business more money, more profits, and be able to reach more people. So yeah, exciting year ahead. Yes, looking forward to it.
Amazing. We can't wait for you to come over to London and be part of our our events in future, for sure. And and want to wish you the greatest of events over there in Australia over the next few months as well. Truly appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been great talking to you.
It's awesome. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to learn more on how to create a lifestyle that you truly want, Anne is here to help you. Maybe you just want to transform your business or your life to a better position, or reach your goals. Maybe those goals you've been working towards over the last few years, few months, or however long it may be. And here's something for you. I highly recommend you go check out the website that is below this audio recording today. And if you've got any question, just reach out into the community, or go ahead straight and talk to Anne, and you'll be able to get some answers. Remember, success leaves clues, as somebody once says, and you can get something from our conversation here today. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, live well, live with passion, know that the best is truly yet to come. Goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to Yucai Business Show. We will be back to bring you more episodes with success stories and advice straight from the experts. Want more? Check out www.yucaibusinessshow.com. Get your free trial of our virtual assistant service today. Just visit www.worldoutsourcingsolutions.com, quote WOS18, or send us an email at support@worldoutsourcingsolutions.com.